Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
Third down and four. McCarthy. Time runs out and down he goes. Just tripped up. And it'll go down as a sack. Pressure by Dio Odengbo, who was brought in by the front office to beef up the pass rush for Chicago.
Well, as J.J. McCarthy gets this football, he's trying to get the ball out to Justin Jefferson, but he stumbles coming off the line of scrimmage, and again with the four-man rush from the Chicago Bears. Talking with Dennis Allen, he said he wasn't real sure what to expect of his pass rush. If they couldn't get there with four, they'd start bringing more. So far, he hasn't had a need to do that.
Narrator, he ended up having a need to do that. This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. That, of course, courtesy of Monday Night Football on ESPN. And we said this earlier in the week, that when your secondary is depleted, you're going to have to call on your pass rush, that group you spent so much money on, to help perform. You're going to have to manufacture the Tez effect, if you will, where a pass rush will help your secondary by causing incompletions and turnovers even. So now that Austin Booker's practice window has opened up, that might create some more flexibility for Dennis Allen. This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. Marshall Harris and Mark Daryl Grody. Daryl is his Halloween name, are with you. So I think we've got to start there, because I know, Mark, that was something that piqued your interest when you were at the Hall, Hallis Hall, yesterday.
Yeah, for exactly what we're talking about. We talked about it with Hogue, too, relative to Austin Booker, and it was something that, you know, the versatility of Dio Odengbo is something that the Bears, that's part of why they bought on him, and that's part of what they have tried to sell to us on it. And here they are talking right now about specifically Dennis Allen, the defensive coordinator, and Dio Odengbo, and where he could be playing this week.
You know, this offseason when we evaluated Dio, I thought that was one of the best things that he did, was his inside rush, and yet we haven't really been able to use him a whole lot in there. And so, I think we'll see how the games play out, but I think that could, you know, lend us being able to use him a little bit more inside.
What do you think's holding him back as an edge rusher right now?
Well, look, I mean, I think probably the biggest thing that's holding any of us back is, in terms of edge rushing, is, we've got to get into some of these games where we can, you know, get the score in a position where, they're having to throw every down. It's much harder to rush the passer when you're in a, you know, run play action down than when they're in, you know, a drop back mode. I think, our ability to affect the passer or affect the passing game, I think has been demonstrated some in terms of third down when, you know, that's really kind of a passing situation. There's different things that we can do, in terms of, can we bring an extra rusher? Do we drop the ends? You know, there's different things that we can do. But I do think, you know, when we've got into situations where it's an obvious passing down, I do think there's been some things that we've done to be able to affect the passer.
Here's what I heard there. Get us the lead, and then I can get creative. And we've seen that very rarely. The Dallas game comes into mind.
Oh, yes.
Get us a lead. We can pin our ears back and go get the quarterback.
Saints game two.
Yes. And so you wonder, going back to, and I hate to use this type of phrasing to describe it, but complimentary football, if the offense does its job early in the game and scores touchdowns and not field goals, even how that Baltimore game would have transpired differently, because obviously then they'd have to go to the passing game and Tyler Huntley, a backup quarterback, if it's Jake Browning this week, or even if it is Joe Flacco who's out here playing darts as the way he's throwing a football with a sprained AC joint, it's not going to be the same. But you got to get the lead and do something on offense to set Dennis Allen up to have a depleted defense do big things.
Yeah, and the best way to help a depleted defense, in other words, the secondary, is to find new ways to get to the quarterback, because that has been a struggle. And I do feel like just listening to Dennis Allen this year and just about every press conference because of the injuries, it just you could feel the frustration. Like he wants to be able to say, look, if certain things happen, this defense can be really good, but it just hasn't happened that way. And it's almost like reading between the lines, he's saying, be patient, this will come, but it's not there yet, especially when, I had a good number here. Yeah, the Bears have three or more takeaways in each of their wins, one in their three losses. So that's what the Bears defense has depended on to be good this year, is the turnovers. And they were left a little exposed last week. Doesn't mean they can't pick it up this week.
No, of course not. But at the same time, it also tells you what the defensive coordinator's risk reward is. He's not willing to take as big of a risk. He's not willing to blitz as much.
They don't blitz a
when
lot.
When he knows that he won't have the resources to cover getting burned on the backside of the play, the back end of the secondary, rather. You know, it's like your top side of the defense. That, and frankly, there's no better example of somebody who could take the top off your defense than Jamar Chase. Like, that's why this gets so dangerous if you really want to run that risk. There is a huge risk when it comes to what you want to do versus what you think even the Bengals offensive line, which is lacking, can pick up. Because, like we've said, Joe Flacco will get rid of the ball quickly. And so that might not be able to happen in a way that suits fans. So then what do you do? Is it stunts? Is it twists? What are you trying to do to not only fool what people think is one of the most mentally capable quarterbacks in the NFL, but then also to try to manufacture some sort of rush? Because here's the thing that I always think of when I hear this stuff, guys, is what did Ben Johnson say on Wednesday about this? He needs people to win their one-on-one battles. Why do I think that's code for people aren't playing well enough? Why do I think that?
Yeah, I think most people think that the athletes that the Bears have on defense, yeah, Montez Sweat should win his one-on-one battles. So should any defensive end worth their soul, right?
Well, I mean, you're not going to win every battle, but you need to win a majority of the battles if you're Montez Sweat or you're Dio Odingbo, because that's what you're getting paid to do.
Yeah.
That was the promise when you signed on the dotted line, and the Bears explained, this is why we went out and traded for Montez Sweat. This is why we went out and signed Dio Odingbo, who at least his track record wasn't even as strong as Montez Sweat's. So that's why it was so much more of a curious move, because they desperately needed help getting to the quarterback, and they haven't found that help so far from Dio.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus from Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
Our segment with Rahimi Harrison Grody talking about the Bears pass rush is brought to you by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric for all the right reasons. Call 866-4-SEASONS. That to me, though, is pretty... I like that he's telling you his strategy. It's pretty clear. But at the same time, I understand why we just got, say, a flurry of angry texts, because you're basically saying that you don't want to do something blitz-wise unless the team is winning. And if the blitz isn't, if four are not producing a pass rush, then aren't you basically asking for that to never occur?
Well, here's where I disagree.
You're asking for a lot of your offense, I suppose, but should it be so married to that outcome?
The way I disagree with part of what Dennis Allen is saying is, yes, I agree that, yes, when you're up, it's a lot easier to do the things that you want to do as an artiste of a defensive coordinator. But the problem is, there's been way too many third and longs where you also haven't gotten pressure, and that's pretty standard. Get to the quarterback on an obvious passing down. That's where they've really come up short, is in a game that's closer, a game that you is a one-score game, or a game where you're behind even. If you can't get to the quarterback in an obvious passing down, what are you doing?
Well, and that's been the struggle with this team, is how many times have we seen opponents be able to extend after getting into a second and long, third and long situation? They're able to still work out of it and extend their drives. Some news from Ian Rappaport. Joe Flacco stopped short of saying he's definitely playing on Sunday, but did say he's feeling good. He wanted to throw to see how it reacts, and he was left with a positive reaction.
It's like, let's all mess with the Bears. Baltimore won last week in terms of the gamesmanship. Here come the Bengals.
Bears 2.
So leave Bears 2 out
what
of this.
What if Bears
They're
2
innocent.
Beats Bears?
So Joe Flacco's playing Sunday. I've accepted that Joe Flacco's playing. If he doesn't, I'll just be pleasantly surprised.
Flacco is inevitable.
Isn't that the way we should all be approaching this? Joe Flacco's playing.
I think so.
If you tell me otherwise,
we were hurt last week, though, Marshall. We were hurt because we all thought Lamar Jackson was going to play, and it was wrong. Some of us are dealing with trauma still.
That's not why you were hurt. Let's stop lying.
Lamar had a pretty good day yesterday.
Oh, yeah. How about that?
You weren't hurt that Lamar Jackson didn't play. You were hurt that Lamar Jackson didn't play, and the backup played as well as Lamar Jackson could have played.
Well, and they made up a bunch of crap about the injury report is really what I'm getting to.
Well, yeah. But that doesn't matter, though. What matters is, no matter who steps on the field on Sunday, they better figure out a way to get to him and put pressure on him and not allow, I don't know, like, what's the acceptable amount of catches for Jamar Chase Sunday? What would you say the acceptable amount?
It depends on how many times they're targeting
him. Okay.
If it's 19 targets, panic.
I think it's going to be 19 targets.
I'm not thinking about... can't...
He's averaging 21 over his last two games.
Let's look at them, too. The Bengals are 31st in rushing. So, as if they need another reason to fling the ball.
Stand there, you know?
Yeah, like, yeah.
It's quick hitters. If I'm Joe Flacco or Jake Browning, Jake Browning's had a couple of weeks now to watch Joe Flacco and understand, hey... Throw it to him. I see a guy in his neighborhood, but throw it to him.
Poor Browning, right, dude.
If Browning beats with his 6 touchdowns and 8 picks, then I'm setting up a little sky is falling scenario for Monday.
Is falling?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. If you get beat by the backup quarterback in 2 straight weeks, and Jake Browning is the guy that does it in the back half.
What if you get beat 38-35?
If Jake
does
Brownie,
Caleb play super well?
Yeah, that's why you got 35 points. I don't think the sky is falling.
That doesn't mean Caleb had a great game. That's why I asked you the question.
Oh, okay, sorry.
So yeah.
So no,
a
but
nicer, really.
No, what I'm saying is, if this ends up being like the Jets and Bengals, if it's a carbon copy esque situation,
I feel like we've basically pushed it mentally to that game.
It's a great question though, like in general, like about if the Bears lose just any week, but Caleb plays his ass off,
then you're good.
Are we? That's the question.
Is it a win?
Is a win a win? Is a win a win? And you guys know I like to be critical of wins.
A win is a win, but Caleb over everything.
Here's my issue.
Caleb over everything.
Hey, you two.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Here's my issue. Is if Caleb plays his ass off, the Bears are probably winning.
But there's a situation, a scenario in which they don't. If Jake Browning reverts to the backup he was before this year.
Do you know what that scenario likelihood is to me? About 1%.
Okay.
Because if he plays his ass off, then it's go time, kids. There's enough there around him. It's wreck shop time.
They wreck shop Dallas the last time Caleb played great.
I also think that was arrogance out of the coordinator.
That
was the only game in his career where he hadn't been sacked.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you guys hear Biggs bring up, is this right? Like Al Golden is the defensive coordinator
for the Bengals, yes.
For the Bengals, and he was the defensive coordinator for Notre Dame in the game that Caleb had his it was the first game I ever watched Caleb Williams play.
And
for
a lot of
it was very disappointing.
Yes.
It was very disappointing.
And Caleb was just, I'm like, what is the rage all about this guy? And Al Golden was the DC that year for Notre Dame. I just thought that was a great nugget from Biggs
today.
It is
a tremendous nugget.
Yeah.
Does that scare you?
I don't know if it scares me. I mean, it's getting close to scary, but more interesting right now than scary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief, yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at redeemhealthshare.org.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.